Continuing our discussion of Hilchot Yichud, today I want to address the question of whether there's an issue of Yichud in a two-seater aeroplane. For example, a person wants to take flying lessons, it's a male student and a woman instructor, or vice versa, a male pilot and a woman passenger. Is that going to be a problem of Yichud or not? So this question is actually addressed by Rav Osher Weiss in Minchat Asher, Chelech Aleph, Simon Pei Zayin. And he starts off with a chakira that we discussed yesterday, which is, what is the nature of the Issur Yichud? Is it because of a concern that the couple might come to full prohibited sexual intimacy, in which case a case such as this is almost certainly going to be permitted because the chances of that happening without the plane crashing is nil? Or do we say that there's a concern even of chibuk v'nishuk, that the couple might be physically intimate in a prohibited way, but not full sexual intercourse, in which case this should also be prohibited? And that indeed was the view of Rav Eliashiv and Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, that Yichud applies even in a case where there's not a concern of a full sexual intimacy, but even in a case where there's a concern that the couple might come to touch or kiss each other in an affectionate way. Rav Osher Weiss, though, as we said yesterday, is convinced that the former understanding is correct and that we're only worried about there being a full beer. And in this case, he therefore thinks that there shouldn't be a concern of Yichud. He points out that there are many cases when we don't worry about Yichud. For example, in the case of Baal HaBa'ir, if a woman's husband is in the town and can come back at any time, so we don't generally worry about Yichud. If there's Petach Patuach L'Ishut HaRabim, if the door is open or unlocked and people can just come in. He says, it's true that you can't just invent kulas, and Chazal never mentioned this case, but he thinks that in a case where there's no possibility of bia, then without crashing the airplane, then there's not going to be any issa. He says, though, what about the before and after? Whilst the plane's waiting on the runway, waiting to take off, and after it's landed, wouldn't there be a problem of Yichud then? So he says, no, it's like being in a car. Other people can see in and see what's happening, so there's no Issa Yichud. And he then introduces what's quite a big chiddush, I think, and he says is that Issa Yichud, the prohibition against a man and a woman being secluded together, only applies in a bayit. So a bayit doesn't mean necessarily a house in Finchley or Hendon, but it means in a building, a normal type of environment, he says, where beer can normally occur, and not in the cramped space like a two-seater airplane, where even though people could clamber over the seats and something like that, that's not a normal environment where beer can comfortably take place. So his conclusion is, he says, Nireh sheyesh lahakel benidon didan, tahave shad hadchak l'tzorek mitzvah. So he says he thinks there's room to be lenient and to say there's no problem of Yichud. In the case that he's discussing, he was discussing actually a very specific case where there was a woman who had to get to a levaya, and she was in some out-of-the-way place and couldn't get a plane from there back to Israel for her parents' levaya, so she had to take a private jet and a two-seater plane from where she was to the main airport and then fly on from there. So he says in that case, it's Shat HaDachak, it was, you know, there was really no other alternative, and it was Tzarech Mitzvah, it was for the mitzvah of going to the parents' levaya, and therefore he permitted it, which would seem to indicate that even though he's given very convincing grounds for leniency, nevertheless he seems to think that just stand flying lessons wouldn't necessarily generate a heta, and in such a case it would be better to have an instructor of the same gender as the passenger. Adkan.